Welcome to the Dirt Church MTB Podcast. With Eli Burke.
That stripped down sailor.
Matt Hall.
Is that the dude that cried after sex?
And Rob Walker.
Had your dick on your pocket cuffs.
You know what? I've said it again, and I'll say it before, and you just probably just don't want to hear it. Welcome back to Dirt Church.
Here we are.
Dirt Church MTB. Fucking kind of a mellow day right now. It's just you get two of the three brains that make up the symbol that is known as Dirt Church.
The trifecta.
The trifecta. You know. You know how we go. I'm Eli.
And I'm Rob.
And Matt is not here today.
Matt has a lot of nephews.
Yeah, Matt's nephews have birthdays 4 or 5 times a year, which causes a lot of absences from the podcast and the shop, I think.
Well, I think each nephew might have multiple birthdays in a year. It's like something about being like born again. Is that like a religion? I don't know.
Yeah, I think there's something there, yeah.
Right, so it's 2 or 3 birthdays per year, per kid.
Now, are they getting full-blown birthdays? Like, are they, you know, are they pulling, like,
it's presents, Chuck E. cake Chuck E. Cheese every time, I think, yeah.
No way. Like that, yeah. Might want to look into that, actually. It sounds kind of nice.
Yeah, I'm, you know, taking notes.
Yeah, so, yeah, just two of us today.
We'll be missing Matt. We know, listeners, how much you miss Matt when he's not around. You know, send him a note. Send him something.
Should we drop his personal cell phone number?
Yeah.
Just give it out.
Call him right now.
Yeah. Find it in the comments. So we're talking today about this is the shit you don't want to hear.
Yeah. People don't want to hear that Matt's not here.
People don't want to hear
it. I don't want to hear it. Where the hell is it?
I don't want to hear an excuse. We went for a ride this morning on like the oddest bike.
Super weird.
It's like the weirdest bike.
Crazy handlebars.
No shocks.
None.
Super narrow tires. And I was dirty and cold and wet.
Twisty, curly handlebars.
Yeah. Odd ride. Sometimes these trying times will really... We'll do something weird every now and again. Right. This morning was weird. We went for a gravel ride. It was all right, you know. riding any bike is sick, right? Like
any bike. I don't want to hear it. You know what I don't want to hear?
What do you not want to hear?
That road bikes are dumb or road bike is dead or gravel's not cool, dude. Bikes are bikes. Let people ride.
Let them ride. It's true. You know, I do. I have my own opinions on stuff, but. Man, if you want a bike, just bike. I don't care.
Right.
Just don't be a dick. That's like the big.
Remember when it was cool to like pick a wheel size and be a dick about it?
That was so hot. Remember, like, because at one point it was like 29 came into the picture and it was like mildly popular. Yeah, like, and then they're like 27.5s here. It's gonna solve all your problems. And I was like, hell yeah! And they got 27.5, and then the 29 guys were like, "Fuck you, it's not good enough." And the 27.5 guys were like, 26 ain't dead." And it was just like such a freaking mess. And then,
I got it. Hold on. So mullets now, right? Mm-hmm. I was selling a bike today, and I was explaining the slash as mulleted.
Yeah,
and the customer was like, "I don't like that. What else do they call it?" Like, it was a derogatory term. I was like, I don't know. I mean, big and little, like, wheels. I don't know what to say.
I guess, you know, Santa Cruz calls it mix or MX.
Mm.
Mixed wheels.
Damn,
size.
I didn't have that in my bag of tricks. I was like, no, it's just a mullet.
It's a multi-size family. Ooh. Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of terms, actually, that exist out there. I don't want to hear about it anymore.
Yeah? You just like standardize it?
Well, just like some things, just like shit's annoying. One that kind of always bothered me, I'm a sucker for it, don't get me wrong, but okay. Enduro specific.
Ooh.
Enduro specific.
Yeah, e-bike specific.
E-bike specific. Yeah, anything that's specific to a subcategory of the same bike. An e-mountain bike does not need different grips than a enduro bike or a cross-country bike or any of that. Like,
if you think Eli's wrong, send him a message.
Yeah.
I want to hear it. I want to hear the arguments on it. Or we just won't open it because we don't want to hear it.
Yeah, I don't want to hear it. Well, I'm not saying that there's not, like, maybe certain products that might play to a specific
discipline
yeah. better.
Sure.
Like, you don't usually see those really lightweight silicone grips on a downhill bike, but you see them a lot of cross-country bikes.
Sure.
They're lightweight, you know, whatever. But I'm not saying they're not specific. They won't only work for
right.
one thing.
Right.
Enduro is just another type of biking that you can enjoy.
You can
do anything.
Shit, I think I have an enduro saddle on my gravel bike.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. And it kind of...
Is that why I want to bunny hop everything?
Yeah, dude. it kind of chafes me that they're like, you know, they're like, oh, this product is for this. What makes an enduro saddle different than a cross country saddle? I don't know. Are they really putting that much thought into it, or are they just labeling what they got differently?
Right.
I don't know.
It's got to be something there somewhere. So,
I mean,
there's definitely brands that jump on the specific
yeah.
items and be like, oh, we're going to sell more chain lube if we put e-bike chain lube.
Yeah. And then we'll get like a rep in that will kind of try to like explain that to us.
Yeah.
Wasn't it like like molecules of like super hardened carbon in the lube and it won't allow your... It was like...
Right, yeah. I was like, really?
What are you, a fucking wizard? Come on.
why wouldn't I use it on everything then?
Right, yeah. Right. If you have the world's perfect lube, why wouldn't you just use that?
It's not specific. I don't want to hear it. Actually, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
So, there's a lot of stuff you don't want to hear in the bike world.
Go ahead.
I was just thinking, so we're like coming up with this idea, this very loose idea. It's just Rob and I have had like, you know, a half a beer and I'm ready to like dive into 15 more. I was like, well, yeah, shit you don't want to hear. I was thinking about like the sounds your bike makes.
Yeah.
The sound a bike makes you do not want to hear.
Okay.
I heard it this morning.
What was it?
I don't know. I hit some sort of crack pipe on the road or whatever and put a hole in my tire and it's like it's that hissing air and then like the little sweet kisses of Stans on the back of your leg.
your back was covered in sealant.
Yeah.
And it was like we were in East Claremont, which if you're ever in town at night.
East side.
Danger zone. Not a great place to have mechanic.
We were on a road. We were on a road that is heavily trafficked by people that scrap like metals as like a hobby or like to make a few bucks or whatever. So like you'll get the most clapped out, like, you know that dude I know, Rob,
yeah.
talking about. There's like this one guy, he's got like a suburban
something? Barely runs.
It's barely running and it's literally it's folding in half. Like the frame can't even be one piece.
I think he's got Vermont tags on. Somehow he makes it here.
Yeah, because I don't think is there an inspection in Vermont.
I don't know what they do over there.
But it is in the worst shape ever, and they tow a trailer. I think it might be a couple, like a rough, couple, and they tow a trailer of like just the most random freaking scrap stuff they can find, like. You'll see him like roll in with like four water heaters, and you're like, "What is going on,
dude? He's breaking into houses, taking that shit."
Yeah,
are we stereotyping?
Yes, but you know, it's probably true.
Come to think of it, does Vermont have inspections?
I don't
even know where the sticker is. It's maybe it's the one that kind of looks like a fish. I see that a lot.
That's a Jesus fish.
Oh no, I meant like PA, like fish, like the band.
Oh
yeah, I see that a lot.
You put that in your car and you're good to go. Maybe
I think so.
Huh. Well, the Subarus sucked. I think I hit something in the road that just...
Wow. We were off on a tangent there.
Yeah, that not noise, a great sound.
That noise sucks. The flat tire noise, the puncture.
Yeah.
Sealant spraying.
Yeah.
Yeah. The next noise is somebody saying they don't have any tools to help.
Well, even between that I want to hear it. Hey, does anyone have a tube?
Yeah, I don't want to hear that either.
Like, bring your own stuff. Okay, I'm guilty. I like don't have stuff. I had to use your CO2 today.
Oh yeah, I got to replace that.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, no problem. I got you.
I constantly don't have enough stuff. But yeah, that does suck. Like, you know, no one has anything, and you're like, sick. I'll walk.
Yeah. We made it though. We finished the whole ride.
We did. That was pretty early on. That would have been a great time to turn around, but we powered.
We did. Powered through. That's good.
Yeah. What other noises? Like, yeah, on bike noises.
The rattles. Any rattling. Any, like, loose brake caliper, like, you know, that I can't try to make the noise, but something rattling around in there.
Yeah, any rattling sucks. I mean, I guess there's like a certain amount of rattling that I've become like.
What did you bastards put in my down tube at the last?
That was, we've actually talked about this before. That was Nick, one of our employees. He Shimano brakes come with like these little clamp pieces, like yellow clamp pieces, just like a little, it's like almost like a Lego. And when Rob was building his new bike last winter. Right. That's Nick just tossed one down, I think their seat tube or something, and it just...
It made so much random noise in that bike. Only when I got rowdy, it would like...
Yeah, like you couldn't shake it and get the noise to happen. It was pretty perfect.
Holy shit. That, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear noises like that.
I've heard some good ones. I mean, I've heard ball bearings in the frame or in the handlebars.
We put a pepperoni stick in one of... in Will's handlebar.
That's
rough. And forgot about it. But didn't make a noise, but he didn't want to hear that.
Made a stank.
It stunk.
How long did it take to stink?
Weeks. We forgot. Fuck. That was in there for a real long time.
Oh, dude, that's rough.
And he's like, what is going on? I don't even know why we pulled his grip off. I don't know. Maybe he's changing his grip. And he's like, yo! You know, he freaked out.
Yo!
Yeah.
He's been, if you're listening now, you've listened to other episodes. Will has been on before. He's a big part of the trail building here at Arrowhead.
RWJ Trails.
RWJ, yeah. But pepperoni stick. Don't want to, you know what? That's shit I don't want to smell.
Right.
Don't want to smell it. Yeah. You know what really, a one bike noise that I hate, I really hate, maybe bothers me more than others. It definitely does because... I'll sometimes hear like some of the pros. I think Johan Borelli is like a chronic offender of having noisy brakes.
Yeah.
Like that squeak. And yeah. Make yeah. like little.
I think he's allowed to.
He's totally allowed to.
Right.
But it's like, I think he's also probably could have.
Probably take that care of it. Right. Yeah. Right.
I just hate it. I hate brakes that make noise. It's tough.
That is tough. This morning, I had a new bike, right? Bed in process, right? And I did get a little bit of noise, but it was pretty wet out there. New
bike day for you. I kind of forgot about that.
New gravel bike.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's that brake noise. I actually laid off the brakes a little bit because I know you don't like that sound. So I was like, he doesn't want to hear it. I'm just gonna cruise through.
Off the brakes. I also hate hearing a rim hit something.
Rimming
out?
One.
Yeah, rimming out's tough. Because usually I feel like by the time you're about to rim something, you kind of know it's coming. Like you've made an unavoidable mistake and you're like, oh no. And it's just like, ding. You're like,
oh man. I hate the clapped out suspension sound. The like, it's got to go, get service immediately.
Yeah, like the sucking, the aeration. That's a gross one.
That's bad. It bothers me actually.
Yeah. As a mechanic, it bothers me.
Yeah,
I mean that. Maybe I'm a little more sensitive to some of these things.
And I'm pretty sure that this listener listens and dropped their bike off today. And like, I was like, hey, we gotta work on this. And like, no, it's fine.
Nice.
No, really. We can. I will price new shocks like right now.
This is bad.
We want to work on this. Like, no, I think I'm good. I'm like, oh, you're killing me. Because sometimes you ride with me.
Yeah, that, like, what's worse, having your bike make noise or someone else's bike make noise.
Depends on how close you ride next right. to it. But yeah.
I definitely remember, it must have been in a race somewhere, and I was in this kind of group, I don't know, maybe about four, six of us kind of, I might have known like one or two of the people in the group, but as we're like climbing this long road, it's like a ching, ching, ching. It was just the rotor every yeah. time, it just had a little bend to it. Not inherently super annoying, but like when you're just listening to it for an hour and you're like, oh, this sucks. That was rough.
Makes you want to ride your brakes.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, dude, like figure it out.
Dude, can you deal with a creaky bike or a brake noise? What, you got to choose one.
I'll take brake noise over a creaky bike.
Yeah.
Yeah. Creaky bikes suck. Yeah. I've had a couple bikes that like really had some creaks to them.
It makes you think like there's something really big about to happen. Like really bad.
Yeah. Like that, like it's like popping carbon sound almost like, yeah.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, member press fit bottom brackets. There's still we still do a lot. I mean, there's still yeah, very much still a thing, there. But mm-hmm. Chronic for creaking and popping.
Rickety crickets, we yeah. call them. Yeah.
Oh, it's so cute.
I know. We don't want to hear it, though. We don't want to hear it.
I don't want to hear it.
Whack fixes. I don't want to hear whack fixes for shit like that. Remember, there was a brand, I will not name names, starts with an S. I'm like, yeah, just... find a compound. We didn't really have a solid answer on how to deal that with that.
Oh, yeah.
And like, starts, yeah. Blue.
Starts with S. Ends with a petrolized?
Yeah, I think so. That wouldn't. I don't know. I have a hard time pronouncing it. It doesn't matter. Holy shit. You know what else I don't want to hear?
What's that?
Is when you have something, you need a part, and it isn't possible to find. And you go through all the channels. You reach out to... the authority, the person that's in charge, and you're like, hey, I got this bike, I need this part, how do we source this? And they're like, eBay.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear that.
That's
I get that that's the answer, but bullshit. I just don't want to hear it. And I love you for listening. I don't want to hear it. I heard it the other day. And I was like, yeah. La 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 la. I don't want to hear it.
So I have an inherent, this is turning into an episode where we're just going to complain, but you know what? You fucking signed up for it. So
right. We know you're driving in your car and you're having a great day. We're ruining yeah, it right yeah. now.
Hey, if you're driving your car right now, see how fast it will go.
Yeah. See but how if, fast you get, it'll go. If you get in trouble, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah. Yeah. But don't tell them you're listening to us.
I also heard on a positive note that Dirt Church is one of the most romantic mood setters you could put on.
Is that true?
Yeah, it works every time, most of the time.
A natural aphrodisiac.
It is. Yeah, so try it at home.
Yeah, next time you and your significant other are thinking about getting weird, put us on.
Yeah.
You know,
we did get a comment saying we had a very sexy voice on the show, and we didn't have a guest. We're still trying to determine. I know that you're self-proclaimed smartest in the group.
I don't even know.
Pretty sure I'm the sexiest guy here, so that one might be me. I might be what the draw is. I'm not sure, but...
I think the Dirt Church draw is very much you.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's...
Wait for the calendar, folks. It's coming.
Yeah. Oh, man. Could you imagine?
12 glorious pages.
Shit you don't want to hear.
Yeah. Okay. Where were we? Sorry.
Oh, well, speaking of... getting poor answers. Do you remember COVID?
Fondly.
And just the amount of terrible answers you got about everything.
Yeah.
Or had to give, being in the shop.
Do you know how many bikes fell off shipping container boats, like off of a sea?
Oh, my God.
Sea vessels?
There must have been entire departments at bike manufacturers that are like, okay, we got to come up with some new excuses. The container fell off. It's not working anymore.
Right,
right. I got told that the ship is out in the harbor, but there's so many ships that they can't unload it. I'm like, so it's like put them in line.
Yeah.
Like, fucking jeez. What? Oh, we couldn't manufacture it. Our facility burned down. Fucking what? Like, that's like having 10 nephews having 4 birthdays a year. Come on.
Weird. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it.
Grandma can only die once. Like, Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
No more excuses.
Oh, man. So, we're almost there. I think I hopefully didn't say it already. I don't want to hear the condition of the bike industry right now.
There's so much stuff about the bike industry that's easy to, like, I have a laundry list of I don't want to hear it.
Yeah. You know, we're lawn chair experts, I guess, you know, like we say we know a lot. I believe it's true. Maybe people just walk around with, you know, as much confidence as we have, and they think they're experts on what we live every day. But you see it's out there, people, you know, the bike industry's in rough shape. Sure. Yeah. You know what you could do? Stop fucking talking about it. Go support your local bike shop.
There's like, he probably doesn't listen, and even if he does, I don't care. And if you watch this guy on YouTube, I also don't care. Because I care about you, the listener, but I don't actually care about, like, I don't know. I don't know what I'm getting at here.
This one dude who's...
So there's this guy on YouTube, and I'm trying to see it, but I'm not finding it right now. But he is kind of like a self-proclaimed, knows stuff about bikes.
Does he own a shop?
He owns a shop.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, and he actually did one like why bike mechanics are assholes or something. He uses a lot of clickbait titles.
Oh, they're perfect.
Yeah, and, like, I mean, they're pretty good. They caught me a couple times. But I guess that's what the world we live in, right? Is like everyone can put, you can put your opinion online. But it was like just some of the dumbest shit that was like, he's like, oh, the industry's terrible. It's like, we talked about in a previous episode that John Burke from Trek had sent out a company-wide email that said,
oh,
like,
right. Yeah.
These are turbulent times, and we're trying to right the ship, and the bike industry is in chaos. Those are all true things. It's not like he's like the Nostradamus of right. the bike industry. And this guy's like, oh, see, I told you so. The bike industry's in shambles. It's like, Jesus. Well, no, like maybe at that level it is because they were producing bikes. COVID hit. They couldn't produce bikes. Everyone wanted bikes. So they produced a ton of bikes. And then we sold all those bikes. And then they're like, cool, can you keep selling that many? We're like, no, the people bought the bikes, so they have the bikes.
Right.
And they're like, but we have all these bikes. And we're like, well, we don't want them because, you know, like, we don't need
right.
them.
Right, oversaturated.
And so they're like, okay, screw you. Like, everything is on sale, which kind of screwed everyone. And it's just this weird, vicious cycle mm-hmm. of, like...
Cycle.
It's funny.
Ba-dum-tsh.
But, like, now everyone's got an opinion. Like, they're an armchair expert on... Did you say lawn chair expert?
Lawn chair. Whatever.
I mean, I like that better, chair, actually. Yeah. A nice lawn chair.
Because they sit on the outside, look, you know.
Yeah.
Lawn chair. I don't know.
I can appreciate it. I really appreciate a good quintessential lawn chair.
Yeah.
You know, like with the woven, like, pattern of sure. nylon webbing or whatever. Just a aluminum, unfold it, sit in it.
I have a few.
Yeah? Like classic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not talking beach chair. I'm talking old fashioned.
Yeah, yeah, regular yeah. height. Beach chair is like same thing, but low.
Yeah, right? You don't want that. Hard to get out of. You get a couple pops in you, like, oh.
That is true. You end up doing the sideways roll out of yeah, that thing, and you look like a fucking right. beach turtle. You're like.
Yeah. And I don't want to hear that I don't have any core strength.
I'm fine.
Hey, speaking of the John Burke write the ship thing, that guy always paints the coolest visuals when it comes to what's going on in the industry. After COVID, he said we gotta land the plane. Remember, and he like said that, I'm like, oh yeah, we gotta, like, we're way up there. We gotta.
Trek is really good with their, like, yeah, their little clickbait phrase.
Yeah, it's like what? And then I see it, and I'm like, okay, I don't know how to land a fucking plane, but
it kind of gives some context to, like, what we're trying to do, which is nice, I guess.
Mm. But, some other brands are like, fuck, let's go.
Well, yeah,
it didn't work out.
Yeah, I think there's brands that just thought that they're like, we could just sustain this. I'm like, no, you can't.
You know what else I don't want to hear?
What's that?
We're rebranding something.
Oh, jeez.
That didn't work out. Or did it?
No, it did. Well, you know what? It's screwed up. It kind of did work. I think you're referring to Fazari. Are you kind of?
Yeah, that's like was that positive? One? I was like, what the is going on?
So the story goes, right, is Fazari bikes existed and they pretty stale. It seemed like, from what I understand, they would kind of could buy like they could capitalize on old patents and make pretty much an old bike with maybe updated parts, and maybe they could do a couple, you know, like
yeah, it was like a modern day Iron Horse.
Yeah, kind of, right? They could kind of buy those geometries and be like, yeah, this works. We can produce a bike and it's not completely outdated. It's just outdated by, you know, a handful of years.
Couple seasons, right.
Anyway, so they existed, the bikes you could get for relatively cheap, whatever. And then recently they are like, Fazari is now rebranded as Ari. Like, wow, mind-blowing stuff.
Thank you.
So,
I would have liked a deeper story. Like, hey, we got a new GM. We have a new vision. These are the things we're putting out. It comes in a recycled box with a handshake and a high five. Like, give us something else.
Yeah, what's the point? What's the
right? Are you just repackaging your product, or have you done something?
And you didn't like rebrand. Like, you just kind of cut the front of your name off.
Yeah, it's weird.
So, the kind of crazy part is, right? They're like, they created this buzz, and it's kind of a rumor, I think, but apparently a bunch of people, so this was posted on Pink Bike, that Fazari is now Ari. But then if you went to the comments section, because that's where you go.
Right, every time. First comment, who's it? What's it say?
Right, is it good? It's funny. There was a ton of comments about, oh, this is a great move. I think this is a really good idea. Like these like kind of oddly not Pink Bike comment style comments, right. Of like,
looks like a session.
This is a, yeah, not, no, no, looks like a session. No, hey, 26 ain't dead. Like none of that. It was all like, what a positive, great thing for Ari. Like, you know, like not real.
Yeah.
Like bot type stuff. So I don't know if it's true or not that the employees, there was a bunch of people that had like just freshly baked accounts, like they just made sure. These accounts and then posted on it that it was like this astroturfing type of scenario where it's like, oh, let's just make it look really good because enough people said good stuff. And it's like kind of like, but even if that's true, it created a buzz around it, and now I think a majority of people know Ari.
Right.
It's like, son of a bitch, it worked. You know, like, no press is bad press kind of thing. Like, you know, for better or worse, our bike shop has been in the news for at least a year.
Wicked.
When we moved to Arrowhead, it was very controversial. People hated it. Some people hated it. Lots of people loved it. But if for anything, everyone knows what the wheelhouse is now.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. The entire... So for, what, almost 19 years, the bike shop... that I worked at existed in town, and people come in all the time. We're only a city of 13,000 people. People come in all the time and say, I didn't know there was a bike shop here. I was like, God damn it. Like, what are we doing wrong? We're bringing in people from outside communities, you know. And yeah, you stir it up and say you're going to do something big and change the city. Holy shit. Everybody starts talking. Everybody's got an opinion. Social media gets, I don't want to hear it, right? Still attend city council meetings and have conversations with people who are detractors from it. So outside looking in, people that follow the wheelhouse and the awesome stuff that's going on at Arrowhead and stuff, there's still detractors, and we fight the fight all the time. And I don't want to hear it that bikes aren't awesome and the community around bicycles isn't awesome. I think that we... in any trail system are the lead when it comes to trail. All right, I'm on my soapbox for a second. We're the lead on trail maintenance, on upkeep, on all that shit for any user. So anytime you have a multi-system or multi-use trail system, mountain bikers fucking carry our weight. We get it done, especially in volunteer style groups and stuff like that. And I just don't want to hear that it's not a benefit and that mountain biking isn't contributing to the local economy or anything. Prove it. You can't. I don't want to hear it. That's my point.
I love that.
Yeah, dude.
That's true. I think I may have mentioned this before on the show that, like, if you look at user groups, hikers, bikers, what else, like, you know,
I don't know, geocachers,
people playing frisbee in the woods, like whatever. If you look at all these user groups, I feel like it's, and I mean, maybe it's a little bit of the blinders on because we're very involved in bikes. It seems like the bike community is the one that is usually like, I think we've always had to fight for it because like it's got a negative connotation that like we're gonna fuck the trails up,
right?
You know, oh god, our tires are so they got so many knobs, they're so beefy, they're gonna chew it all up. I mean, honestly, we kind of saw a second cycle of this with e-bikes.
Right,
there's hate on e-bikes. I'm like, well, it's not like, it's not a dirt bike, you can't just brap the throttle. Granted, there is power there. It can, I guess, yes, you could probably quantify that it does a there's little more torque, a little out, more damage. Right. But like, let's be real, it's not like you don't go to a trail and like, oh, there's been e-bikes here.
Right.
Like no one's getting down on the ground and listening to the fucking buffaloes. Like it's not happening.
I think that, you know, without sounding too, I can put on this hat too. Sometimes it's not fun, bubbly Rob is having a good time. It's the guy that argues that without this thing that we all love, there wouldn't be any stewards to the natural environment. Well, there would be, but at least in this area, there's a very large amount of mountain biking. Right. And a lot of those people, you know, maybe they just ride. But a lot of people become stewards for the trail system, the city parks or woods or whatever that they exist in. They get involved in boards. They get shit done and pass the appreciation. I mean, how many of you listening who ride have family members that don't ride, but you've like found yourself like hiking on a trail or like, you know what I mean? Like you drag people out into the woods too, because you want to share it. It's not, sometimes it's more than just the bike. You know, I appreciate nature, right? More when I'm on my bike, I guess, but like all of it, it adds to it. And I don't want to hear that they're not connected, because they are.
Sometimes when I get ejected off my bike and I'm like laying in the ferns, I'm like,
hell yeah, yeah.
This is some nice nature, actually. Yeah,
like nature.
I just stop and just enjoy the fact that I landed on a bed of moss and this isn't that bad.
You know, sometimes trail building, I'll see something and actually appreciate it to the point where I'm like, all right, we're not going there.
Right.
I'm going to leave it. And, you know, the environment that I dig and work in and you do, it's not pristine. This has been leveled at one point for a ski mountain.
Yeah.
Moody Park was a farm field. We're not talking, we're in, like, national park stuff, right?
Yeah.
So somebody's been there before. Somebody's done some damage. But to leave some of the specialness to it is important. You know what? You know what I don't want to hear either?
What's that?
You know, we're on the topic, and these are local things, but I think they apply everywhere. Is the folks that are false. I don't want to hear the bullshit. I don't want to hear somebody trying to sell what they aren't to get anything else. Case in point.
Yeah, hit me.
Just recently, there's a group in Claremont that appreciates local businesses or people, and this guy wants to be appreciated so badly that he sent a pre-written letter to all of his coworkers and friends to nominate him for an award within the city. And which is normally something that happens super organically. Now, this may be rumor.
Right.
That this occurred.
I heard this also.
And I'm just like, it drives me crazy. The plan failed miserably.
Well, it's like, hey, you guys, you all think I'm awesome, right? Like, could you tell everyone that I'm awesome? And it's like a little fucking weird.
I don't want to hear. I don't want to hear it.
I don't want to hear it.
It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I don't want to hear how cool you are, or not, or what. You know, like, I don't want to hear how great you are at something, because I'll figure it out if you're great at it. And I also don't want to hear that you're terrible at something.
Yeah,
you know what drives me nuts? I hate when people like repeat it over. Like, I'm so bad at this. I'm so bad at this. I can't. I'm so like, dude, I'm not any good at this. Like,
I might be guilty of doing that every once in a while.
Everyone is. Yeah, everyone is. But it's, oh man, there's times when you're just like, yeah, shut up. People are bad at stuff.
Yeah.
People get bad at stuff sometimes, or just aren't good at stuff. That's fine. Like, you know, you're not gonna be good at everything. Some people just won't shut the fuck up.
I don't want to hear. Here's another one. I don't want to hear people complaining on a ride.
Yeah.
Unless shit's like real bad, like there's broken bones and people bleeding, and like a dinosaur.
Don't complain.
No. Stop.
But if you got a tummy ache, I understand. Like, I'll listen. I joke around a lot when we're riding because I'm having such a good time on my bike. So like the most minute hill will come up, like, ugh, why is this so hard? I'll joke around, but like there are people who are really, like, really seem to not be having a good time. I'm like, dude, you're on your bike. How are you unhappy?
Yeah.
Like, there's, you should still be able to find happiness in the unhappiness when you're doing some type 2 shit and you're like hurting, you're bonking, your legs are locking up, whatever's going on, you're just like, yeah, it hurts. I need to find some happiness in this because it's where you're at.
Right.
You're not going to not be there by saying like, oh, my legs hurt. Like, you're still, like, no matter how many times you say, you're still going to hurt, you know?
Right.
And it's not like, no one's ever, I don't think anyone's ever been like, oh my God, I'm so tired. My legs hurt so bad. Everyone's like, we need to stop and think about this guy's legs. And hopefully, by the grace of God,
yeah,
they will get better.
Power of prayer.
Like, just, you just got to pedal through it and be done with it. Yeah. Whatever. complainers, man.
Complainers.
It's rough. Some people complain about everything. No matter what, it's not good enough.
I don't even mind criticizing, you know, people like, oh, you know, this trail could have gone this way or that way. That's different, you know. Or you know, stuff that you do or constructive criticism on the way you ride. I don't mind that stuff. It doesn't feel like a complaint. Like, all right, cool. Take it into account.
Yeah.
You know, try harder, I guess, or whatever. Those don't bother me as much as somebody who's like bitching. Like, I can't follow your line because, you know, it makes me ride worse. And like, you get that whole like,
then don't. Right. Oh, I don't want to ride that trail. It's like, I don't have a good time on it. Why? Like, you can have your opinion on a trail, but if like you just hate a trail because it's like too hard.
Just say it.
Yeah. Like, just say
that. That trail's over my skill level. I'm going to go this way.
Yeah.
It's not, don't be ashamed. Don't blame it on the trail.
Sometimes people complain, or sometimes people say stuff after a ride. Ooh. That I don't want to hear.
Like what? I don't have any beer. Or can I borrow a beer? You got to smoke.
Hey man, does anyone have any beers? No, I didn't bring any. I'm the worst. I will be the first to tell you that I'm the worst. I'm rarely prepared.
Mm-mm.
Like, I am the guy when we have Thursduro, I'm the guy still like putting my shit on while people are like, you ready to go? We're rolling out. We're pedaling away right now. I'm like, cool. Like, I just got to tie my shoes, get my helmet on, put some air in my tires, have a couple snacks. I forgot to put my shit, my knee pads on. I got to take my shoes off. But when he like, I'm not that. So I'm like always behind the ball. But man, some people just show up and just, they come correct. They got a cooler full of beer.
Go ahead.
He's been on the podcast.
Oh yeah.
We know who
he is. He's a local hero.
Yeah.
I think if you quantified how much of his beer that I've drank, I would have to give him a year's salary.
Yeah. And he's never once been like, hey man,
I think I'm going to wake up one day, he's going to be on my couch.
He's like, I need to live here now. All those beers are backdated rent for like 10 years. I get kicked out of my house.
Oh, man.
No, you've heard his voice on the podcast before. Jake, we've probably referred to him as a producer, as a field correspondent, as a local dirtbag biker. Good dude. He always has a cooler full of beer, and Hill will never tell you can't have one.
And if you are listening and you want to support the local crew, give the beer to Jake because he'll distribute it.
Yeah, he's like he meters out the beer for us.
Yeah, yeah. Don't leave it in the shop. Because I didn't buy this beer. Did you buy this beer?
This beer that we're drinking, Clown Shoes, Space Cake. Jesus Christ, this we're drinking double IPAs.
9%.
Yikes.
Maybe that's why we're so bitchy. today.
I feel kind of like a bitch.
Let me do it.
No, I think this was a peace offering. We had a we had a rough meeting.
We did have a, yeah.
This is a peace offering.
If people knew the work. Yeah.
I got more stuff. Yeah, I got more stuff I
want
to hear.
What do you want?
I don't care if your kids are fucking selling magazines or unless your little girl is selling cookies, I'm not interested.
You did buy Girl Scout cookies for my daughter. Girl Scout cookies. Yeah, I don't hate you with the other shit at all.
I actually like the new version of it where I just get an email from like Matt's kids like, will you support our book drive? I'm like, yeah, sweet. I don't have to talk to you.
Right, I don't have to look at your sad little crying face when I don't. I'll send you
$20 friggin' for a book or whatever.
I totally put those in my spam. Sorry.
I'm like, whatever. It's like hush money. I'm like, shut up. Don't talk to me. Just here's your $20. Go away.
I actually responded. I was like, hey, I have a hard time supporting my own kids. I can't help you.
Actually, Uno reverse. I need the money.
Uno reverse. Shit, I'm using that.
It's rough. And I think back to when I was like a kid in school and like, dude, they're it's like vicious. They like use kids as like little, little army of people to like raise funds.
Right. They know.
I remember working my dick off to just try to get a jump rope.
Yeah. Did you get it?
No, because I couldn't sell 9,000 subscriptions of fucking zoo books.
That's rough.
Couldn't do it. I got like a bouncy ball once, and I was like, this is the best. It was free, and this is the best.
Pretty sure my daughter got an iPad for selling shit, or she stole it.
Yeah. Yo, yeah, dude, she stole that thing. In fact, I'm missing an iPad.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense. Send
anything. Sorry, Charlie.
No, it's rough. Kids, like, yeah, they're selling stuff.
Yeah, that is tough.
Selling stuff. Yeah. I saw something that this little girl, she did a lemonade stand. And she made lemonade. She's hot day, she's making lemonade. And it's like $1 a cup or something. And she was like doing really, really well. And the dad was like, how is she doing so well? So apparently people like give her a $5 for like a cup of lemonade. You know, like get a cup of lemonade, expecting to get changed. She'd just be like, thank you. Thank you for the tip. And just keep it all.
Wow.
And she's a little girl, so they'd be like, oh, okay. Okay, sure. She cleared like $400 selling lemonade.
Next time you roll into the wheelhouse and there's a 7-year-old girl in the cash wrap,
yeah,
you know what's up.
Give her $5.
That's funny. Man.
It's a good ploy. Maybe we should do that when we sell a bike. You know, if they're like, yeah, I'm just looking for that change. We're like, oh, no, that's a tip. Thank you. It's really nice of you.
Maybe she just be like, hey, do you want to donate to a local kid? And they're like, and then you just have one behind the counter you pick up. Like this one.
You going to make this kid cry?
Yeah.
You want to ruin this kid's life? Look how dirty he is. So a dirty little kid.
There's plenty here.
Yeah, we go. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, my God. Where are we going with this?
I don't know. We're off the highway.
People are like, I don't want to hear this anymore. This is the episode they shut off. I don't want to hear it.
They don't want to hear it.
They don't want to hear it. Nobody wants to hear it. Whoa. Well.
I don't want to hear it.
I don't want to hear that trails shouldn't close. You know, leave it to the trail managers. It's a sensitive topic. You know, sometimes they have to get closed.
Well, yeah, it's tough, right? I mean, it's... We don't close trails because we're like we don't get here at the shop in the morning. Like, you guys want to close some trails today? Like, maybe like ruin someone's day. They drove like an hour to get here, and we're just gonna close three of the favorite trails because like fuck them.
Yeah.
No. No, we want the trails to be open all the time. If we're closing a trail, it's usually because it is so bad, or there's so many trees down, or something that is preventing it from being right.
A lot of trees.
Either safe or. You know, sometimes we'll close something because it's getting a big reroute. Just relax. We'll get to it. It's going to get done. We're working on it. We only close stuff while we're working on it.
Yeah.
A lot of times we'll even, like, if we finish a section of trail, we'll open it up to ride. Like,
day of.
We don't close it because we, like closing trails.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah.
But, you know, and I guess it's the same thing, like, I hate to hear of trails closing down or getting taken away. Like, I don't want to hear that for sure.
Right.
You know, like, and the whole, like, they should have done more. I don't want to hear that shit. Like,
The should-haves.
We had a guy in the shop the other day drop some knowledge on us. You know, he's like, you know, you moved up here. just had his bike in for service, and we were kind of chewing the fat, if you will. And he's like, you know what's unique about New England and this town and this space is there's a shitload of shouldas. Like, what? He just...
Tons of shouldas.
He's like, there's so many people are out there going, you should have done this, you should have done that, you should have done this. And the way he pitched it, you know, we have a few close friends that are shoulda guys or girls, and they're like, it comes across differently. It's constructive.
Yeah, but, there's a difference. I mean, sometimes you can weed through the whatever.
Especially in the virtual side of things, like, oh, this should have happened, or the road should have been paved last year, or the trails should have been better,
right?
Or you should have built trails for my 7-year-old kid, or, you know, something like that. I'm like, man, shoulda. It's a lot of shouldas.
I say I should have done this all the time.
You do?
I say, well, to myself.
Yeah.
Man, I should have been smarter.
Oh, shit.
I find a lot of times when something's screwed up, it's like all it would have taken was like 10% more smart. Solve my problem. Or like I'll do something that's like, man, if I had just not done it that particular way, I wouldn't be in this situation.
Right.
You know, I do a little work on cars, like little, you know, other hobby of mine.
Yeah, yeah.
You work on your truck.
So most of the time because I have to, but right. I used to do it for fun.
Every 1-hour project
is
one broken bolt away from being a 5-hour project.
Absolutely.
When you're working on a 1973 El Camino, every bolt is a 5-hour project.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get to a point where you just cut the floor out and put a new floor in. You're like, that's better.
Yep.
Yeah.
Should have done that in the first place.
Should have done that in the first place, huh?
I don't want to hear it.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear that I should have my car done by now.
Right. I don't.
God damn. I know I should have. You don't think I don't know that?
Yeah.
Of course I know that. But I'm an idiot.
Yep.
So, you know, you should have known that. I don't want to, you know what? I don't want to hear. Where can we watch? Why can't we watch World Cup racing?
It does suck, but yeah.
I looked into it yesterday. It's not good. Actually, I got excited for a second. Excuse me. The 9%ers are catching me.
These are, I might have to finish this real quick and get on to something else because if I.
It'd be for the best.
Yeah, you should finish this one faster.
So. The other day I looked at it, they're like, how to watch the World Cup. And if, I mean, you could listen to us or you could go on Pink Bike, you do whatever you want. But it was on there, and they said, so Global Cycling Network, you could subscribe that to GCN Plus last year and watch the races. The coverage was pretty spotty from what I understand. This year they're like, or if you could, we can watch it on Max, HBO Max. I'm like, yo. Sick. I got that. I can watch the thing. Like, all you got to do is go to the live sports section and purchase the sports package. I'm like, so I'm into watch. Like, if I do that, I'm into watching. I'm into paying like $25 to $30 a month,
right?
To get terrible coverage of
terrible
like
coverage.
4 to 6 races.
I wish it was good and worth it. You know?
Yeah. If like, it was good, and worth it. I do it.
I pay for Disney Plus because, you know, I feel like it's worth it.
Right. I mean, I just want to watch Star Wars.
Yeah.
In the Lego movie or whatever.
Yeah. I heard somebody complaining, man. You know, I don't want to hear it, but I think somebody was bitching about all the stuff, like the stuff now you have to subscribe to, right? I should.
A lot of subscriptions.
A lot of subscriptions. And I'm like, you know, you don't have to. You got to be want it.
Yeah.
You know, if maybe you used to get it for free, but you want it now, you get the taste. First time's free.
Yeah.
Now you get to subscribe.
It's pretty funny, right? So like if rewind, I don't know, 15, 20 years. Cable.
Yeah.
Cable, if you had internet and cable in your house, like cable would run you like $30 a month or something like that, right? And I remember I got my first apartment. Plays on my own. I'm like, cable? I can't afford cable.
Yeah, $30.
$30 a month? You can't. I can't afford that. Now I pay for so many subscription, like so many streaming things. Yeah, Hulu and Netflix and Matt, you know. I must be paying $85.
I bet more than that.
Yeah, dude, it's like probably way worse than just having cable. Granted, you don't have any commercials, which is nice. I watched a show on like live, like real television the other day. I was like, this is terrible. It's like 7 minutes of like television surrounded by like 20 minutes of commercials.
Right.
And it's like the same commercials. It's like we got these four. We might mix them up a little bit, but it'll be the same four in a different order.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
It's all in what you're into and what, you know, hopefully things can continue to support. I think it's easy to look and be like, you know, I'm dumping all this money out and everybody's got to be loaded, but right, because you're paying all these subscription fees. It's so thinned out nowadays. And like we just had Shelly on with the OnlyFans thing. And
yeah.
It really started, got me thinking, am I spending too much on OnlyFans? No, it got me thinking that what a different world it is all of a sudden that, you know, athletes, artists, musicians are really, it's not easy to find support. And, you know, even though you think, oh, somebody's successful because they have a billion followers on fucking whatever, that doesn't pay gas to get to a race. It doesn't do shit.
No.
And, you know, I have a hit list of like favorite athletes. No, just like the people that I follow, right?
Right.
And I'm like, man, and true influencers, true, like I really am interested in what happens with this athlete or with this musician.
Uh-huh.
And I'm almost at a loss if I can't know what's happening. And I don't know, maybe that's just me, but like, you know, I'm a super fan of a few personalities, and I'll throw one out there. Cam McCall. Been following that guy since, you know, forever.
Just seems like a homie.
Dude, and I'm like still, you know, his game has changed over the years, and he's a little bit of an influencer now, kind of like officially, I guess, if you look at whatever, you know, he's doing. But
yeah,
like whether he was doing crazy tricks on New World Disorder or that was an influence, right? We'd get the video, we'd watch it. Holy shit, the video cost money to get it.
Right, that was just
from a friend, right?
Yeah.
And like, you know, it's different. It's different now, and the content's at your fingertips. You can get a little faster, and hopefully the athletes or the personality, the musician, is actually making something like of a living,
right,
off of it. And yeah, you know, the rest of us are struggling too. We're doing our own thing, or 9 to 5, or maybe we're hosting a podcast that doesn't make money, or. Whatever it is,
could be,
you know, there are, it's what do you want to tune into? What do you think is worth it?
Yeah.
And supporting it.
It's nice these days because you can pick and choose.
Right.
You can definitely pick and choose. And it's like, it's actually kind of like, I don't know if it's actually modeled after this at all, but like the airline industry. So you can get a ticket from like Boston to Seattle or like something absurd for like $70. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But what they did, so if you rewind back to the early-ish days of air travel, well, you got on a plane, it was like you could smoke, and the food was really good, and the, you know, they brought you drinks, and it was like you sat at like a table and faced, you know, it was like four people, you faced each other. It was like this experience. It was very, very expensive. So I did a little research on this. This is why I kind of know.
Yeah, I like this.
I like airplanes.
Cool. You do?
I like, yeah, I'm kind of down with like airplanes.
Terrify me.
Like, I think like big jets are very cool. I don't know. Weird thing.
You'd get along well with my 11-year-old.
Yeah, dude. Your kid's cool.
Yeah.
He likes planes, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, what some of these, you know, like your Spirit Airlines, what they did is they're like, well, let's not offer anything with it. You can buy your flight. Just your flight. You don't get water. You don't get a carry-on. You don't get any of those things with the price. So you can, if you need to fly with a backpack and nothing else, you could go someplace for under $100. But if you want a water, it's $4. You need a check bag. Well, it's $30. You know, like they made it this a la carte style of travel. So the ticket still gets up pretty high if you add, you know, maybe some travel insurance and a check bag and you want to choose your seat next to a window, all these things, it adds up. But they're kind of doing that now. They're like, oh, you don't want to watch TV? Well, you can pay for only being able to watch certain things.
Yeah.
But, you know, if one day you decide you want to watch sports, well, you got to pay for the sports. You didn't get the sports, you only got the movies. That's kind of an interesting
I feel like
model.
I wish, I would get on a plane and wear a poncho that said dirt bag if I could have that really low priced seat. Because travel to me is like, I'll just read a book and hang out.
Yeah.
I don't need to fly first class personally.
I've never once been in first class. No. I know a lot of people, they're like, oh, I got upgrade to first class. I was like, that not for me. For they what? Didn't do that for me. Like, they just like choose people or something.
I'm going to upgrade when I get to where I'm going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Upgrade my lifestyle.
Upgrade.
I did spend a little extra money on, so a couple of us are going to Bellingham in about a month.
I don't want to hear it.
You do. You do want to hear it. But we were like trying to find flights and there's a bunch of just god awful flights, like 6 a.m. out of Boston. I'm like, dude, this is going to suck. And then there's one that was like 10 a.m. and it was like $100 more. And I was like, yeah, you know what? I kind of think that might, like, I was like, I think it might be worth it. It was like a better time and it was like a non-stop and it was a little bit more. And I was like, you know what?
Yeah.
I've done flights with 3 layovers and it sucks.
Yeah.
It just beats you down. Like, you get to like your first layover and you're like, yeah, it's not too bad. Like, cool. Off the jet, grab some food, go to the next jet, get on the jet. And then you land at the second place. You're like, I want to die.
Right.
You're like, I got to do it again.
Where am I now? Detroit? God damn it.
Dude, it's rough. I don't travel I don't think I travel a lot. I've done a decent, like, I try to get, you know, get around
you
a little
out,
bit.
You get out.
Try to get out, you know.
More than the rest of us. My wife's going to get on a plane. See, I don't want to hear it. But she's going to London for a minute. And really expensive flight. That's a long one.
Yeah. Once you head that way, east of New England.
I'm like, are you riding bikes? She's like, no. Why are you going? And then I lost interest. I was like, I don't want to hear it.
Just kind of glazed over.
Yeah.
You don't want to hear it.
Whatever. What do people do in London? They eat beans or something? I don't know.
Beans with breakfast.
Yes. Yeah.
The full English breakfast.
Yeah.
You know about this? You heard about this?
No.
It's a thing. So what's your breakfast? Like, if you're going to make,
I have chicken,
like, your you got all the ingredients you need to make whatever you want. What do you make a big breakfast? What's your fave?
I'm a big omelet guy. Big.
Really?
Yeah. It might be a little garbage in there, you know, maybe some bacon, some salsa, some veggies I'll chop up. I like to throw mushrooms in there.
Yeah. I like a good omelet.
Yeah.
But I mean, I feel like if I'm going big.
Yeah.
It's like waffles.
You're a waffle guy?
I like waffles.
See,
bacon.
We do, big family guy. You go home. We hung out last night. Listeners don't know this. We had a little get together. A bunch of us mountain bikers hung out and talked about shit that wasn't mountain biking. But, we really need group rides back in a big way.
Bad.
Hanging out, pretending like we just went for a ride and we didn't. But I went home and did the pancake breakfast for dinner.
Yeah.
For the kids. And I ate it and I was like, I'm not a big pancake or
waffle. I actually noticed
guy.
That I think you had pancake batter on your sweatshirt when you
I
got
did.
There last night.
Dude, I was fine. I wanted to get where I was going. I was like,
Rob
all right,
rolls
everybody.
In. I wouldn't call it a party. It was a get together. It was a Rob rolls in with two tall boys of Labatt Blue.
Yeah.
Just fucking raging.
That's
best
it.
Ever.
That was it.
We had a gun. It was a, I don't know what kind of gun it is. I don't know much about guns. I know that I want one of these guns. It was a gun with an attachment on the end. So you fired like more or less like a blank.
Yeah. It's like a 22 long with a, yeah.
Yeah.
22
essentially. But there's an attachment for the end of the barrel that you put a golf ball in. So it didn't shoot a bullet. It just created like a big pressure, you know, wave or whatever. And we were shooting golf balls like 400 yards. It was the freaking best, dude. Listen, you want to hear my stance on gun control? Go shoot a really fucking cool gun and then be like, well, okay, maybe we should ban them. They're kind of fucking cool. Like,
maybe all guns in urban areas should be outfitted with the golf ball attachment.
That'd be funny. Like, listen, you're kind of you're a gangbanger, but you get a golf ball gun, yeah, which is cute.
You can fuck somebody up with a golf ball.
Yeah, dude. I hit a tree.
Did you hear about the drive-by golf balling? Eli lives next to a golf course.
I do.
So this shit's got to happen all the time at your house.
I mean, if my first drive was 500 yards dead straight, I'd be fucking pumped.
You should bring that thing to the next time you play golf. Shit.
What are they going to do? Take it away from me? I'm like, I have a gun.
Dude, this is my 9-iron.
This is my, yeah, this is my new driver. Dead straight every time. I aim it right at the pin. I looked it up. Full English breakfast. Just for clarification here.
I'm going to tell Leslie what's up.
A traditional English breakfast. Bacon, fried, poached, or scrambled eggs, fried or grilled tomatoes, fried mushrooms, fried bread, or buttered toast, and sausages. Where's the beans, though? There's definitely beans.
Did you look up upper middle class, or what was that?
Traditionally, especially includes back bacon. Oh, that's right. It's a different bacon. It's back bacon, sausage links, eggs, fried or grilled tomatoes, fried mushrooms, bread. Both are either for, what the fuck is it? Black pudding and baked beans.
The fuck's a black pudding?
Dude, who knows? The English people, I don't know if we have any listeners in England. We might. Figure your breakfast out.
Where am I from? Where's Walker from? I don't really know where I come from.
Walker?
My English?
You might be.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I'm going to look it up.
Okay. I don't want to hear that I'm English. Is that weird? If you're English and you're listening, why do you eat beans for breakfast?
Let's see. Anglo-Saxon roots.
When I say shit like that into this microphone, like, if you're blah, 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 and you're listening, I always feel like no one's out there.
It's just dead air. German.
Nine.
German. Walker's nine. German. Are you sure? That's what I'm getting.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting. So, well, I don't really have any more things.
I mean, I do, but nobody wants to hear it.
So actually, I have one more. Right. I have one more. I don't want to hear that you don't listen to Dirt Church.
No. You know you do.
You know you do. You're sick.
You know what I was stoked on? There's another bike shop riding around southern areas wearing Dirt Church jerseys. Just loving it.
So I'll give a shout out to Sirius Cycles. The guys down at Sirius Cycles repping the brand.
Hell yeah.
With the loud ass Dirt Church party shirt. They got it on. Dude, saw it out in the wild. Trail.
Send us some information where you're riding, because that stuff we're ready for a road trip. That looked good.
Yeah.
Some wooden stunts.
Was there wooden stunts down there?
Dude, they were hitting drops, little skinnies onto rocks. I watched the video like 5 times. Like, yo, that's a jersey. And then I'm like, damn, these trails look kind of fun. Let's go
play. Oh, yeah. Let's party.
Yeah.
I'm here to party. I'm here for a good time. Not a long time.
Send us a DM. Let us know where you're riding. We're ready to pedal.
Yeah. Outside of that, you know, get out and ride. Spring's here. It's time. You know, it's looking good for as an update.
Yeah, I think we're a couple weeks.
A couple weeks out. You heard it here on Dirt Church. I'm thinking about 2 weeks.
2 weeks, if not sooner, for a couple trails. You might do it in a different style. Usually we go full open. Here we go, baby, get it. We might just open a couple. There's a few trails that hold up better than others here that we know. You know, like,
yeah,
Chubbs is pretty bomb-proof. Waka Waka, some of these. The ones that really, like, okay, I want to go ride it. Some of the warm-up trails, maybe not. We got some big reroutes coming this season over here.
Big stuff.
So some of the old favorites are getting a little bit different flavor. You're going to love it.
You're going to love it. So, and if you ever want trail advice or trail conditions or updates or anything like that, feel free to reach out to the shop. You can always give us a shout, email us. You can email the podcast. I'll get back to you.
Sure.
DirtChurchMTBpodcast@gmail.com. You know where to find us on the gram @DirtChurchMTB. sometimes we're out there. Usually Rob's whipping up a couple real weird things for me to post.
Yeah. It's a combined effort.
Throughout the week.
Has Matt ever got in on the weird artistic... if it's Photoshopped, you know it's probably me.
If it's Photoshopped, it's...
It's yeah, not it's really Rob. Photoshop. It's more like cut and paste.
Yeah, it's MS Paint.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I have a real talent.
Yeah, but...
I do have a PSA. You know, I'm going to try to remind people of where we're located.
Pretty bike. Sick announcement coming up. Pretty,
the bike shop that we own and the podcast are all done right here in Arrowhead in Claremont, New Hampshire, which is LWCF prop or land. The city owns it. And we are the operators of this fine trail system, the Dirt Church guys. The Wheelhouse guys, we operate the trail system. So next time you're in, throw up a high five. That's us.
Throw up a high five. If you do see, you're going to probably start seeing maybe some QR codes popping up around, you know, if you feel like donating to the trails. The quick cliff notes is that we are the operator of the mountain now and that we take care of it, which is awesome. It's been a passion project forever. It's still a passion project, but any project could use some funding. Now I'm realizing this sounds like we're asking for money.
We're just attendance. We are. I mean, what we have, you know, we don't just ask for it unsolicited. So we're going to do some fun stuff this season. We have more than a handful of events already planned. Some races coming back. Yeah. We have on 5/10,
May 10th.
May 10th, we have an event coming. Stay tuned. We're going to share it on this channel and through the shop and everywhere else. But
can we announce it?
I don't think I can throw the full player list into it, but okay. A lot of amazing brands are coming out and they're going to help support the trails, but you have to come.
Yeah.
So
trails will be open though and ready to rock by May 10th. We got to do it. We have a deadline.
So there's riding, there's brands here. I know there's going to be some raffles and the proceeds go back into the trails here.
Yeah.
And so
probably maybe a food truck, maybe some food.
Day early of telling you who in the industry is supporting this, but it's a really awesome list of companies.
Stay tuned for more of that cuz it's going to be sick.
Yeah.
It's going to create an impact for sure.
A big impact.
Yeah.
Big impact. Yeah, I would say that. So remember 5/10.
5/10.
5/10.
You heard it here. I'm Eli.
I'm Rob.
This is Dirt Church MTB. Thanks for hanging out. Listen to us complain about some shit because, you know, that's what we do. That's what we do best. Until next time, just go out there and be real weird. Catch you next time.
And don't complain.
Peace.